Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, host and executive producer of The Peak, and this is The Peak Elevated, our bonus segment where we get to spend some more time with our guests. They come into the studio. They're obviously interesting people, you know, positioned people in town. Hate the fact that we have the limitation of the radio broadcast, so here's about another 10 minutes to get to know Vicky Tonkins, who is the chair of the El Paso County Republican Party, GOP. So people say two things you can't talk about is religion and politics. Okay, Vicky and I talk about those things all the time. She's the head of the Republican Party. I launched church voter guides. You know, couldn't label myself even more, because these are both things that are so important in people's lives. We have to figure that if someone doesn't want us to talk about it, they have an agenda, because, you know, why can't we talk about this stuff? Okay. So, Vicky, I asked you what you wanted to talk about, and you, as a Christian and, you know, wanting to inspire everybody to get involved, but especially, let's start out, where is the church in this political system here locally, elsewhere, but, you know, our local system, where have you seen the church step up? Where have you seen them not step up?
Well, like I was saying earlier, this was not something that I saw in my 5-year or 10-year plan to be a part of the political process. Yes, I voted. Yes, I paid attention to that type of thing, but I never saw myself actually being involved this way. And so just after prayer and being led by the Lord to get more involved, I was like, what am I going to do? And so I just went down to the local party, and my daughter and I, she had just turned 18. It was her first year to vote, and we decided to make phone calls. So we went and got engaged in that way. And I encourage believers, especially, we can't leave the government just to whomever. I live my life as a Christian. Everything about me centers around my relationship with Christ. I pray about the decisions that I have to make at the GOP. If I don't get direction from the Lord, I don't move until I get direction from Him. And you say, well, why? Because that's who I am. That's my life. I don't leave my Christianity at the front door when I go do anything. My life is centered around asking God, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And He has asked me to be engaged in the political process. This is not an easy place to be. Me as an individual, I am a very, I like everybody to get along. I like people to like each other. I want people to be happy. That's just my personality. And coming into this realm was so different for me. I'm used to being in the background. And I know people say, well, Vicky, you talk all the time. How in the world can you be in the background? You sing, you do all these different things out in front. How can I am an introvert by nature. I'm an introvert. I want to help everybody. Let me be in the background and you go forward. So when God asked me to do this, I'm like, why me? I'm this shy kid from North Carolina. I say funny words sometimes, you know, why me? But one of the things I have learned is I don't want to displease the Lord, and I will not say no. And so when He asked me to step into this, I did. Has it been controversial? I'm sure, because I've made decisions that people don't necessarily understand. But it's decisions I feel like God has asked me to do.
By the way, very early on, you said that COVID was a psyop, and everybody freaked out.
Right.
And hello.
Well, that is not what the headline said. The headline quoted someone else saying that COVID was a hoax, I think is what the headline said. Well, I never said those words.
No. I am quoting your...
not actually.
Okay,
what I said is I had never seen that word before. Someone had put that on my Facebook page back when I was on Facebook, and they put it on my Facebook page, and I said, what is a psyop? So I looked it up, and I'm talking to this person about it. I was like, wow, I have never heard that. So I posted on our site, is COVID a psyop? And I explained
You posted it as a question.
Right. I posted it as a question because I had never seen the word before. And I thought, wow, would our government actually do this? And that was my question. And I thought everybody's heads was going to explode. No, and I was like, what did I say?
Yeah. So when you mentioned, I didn't want to go off on that tangent, but I remember early on years ago that being.
That was when I first came into office and the whole COVID thing started happening. I came in 2019 and then 2020, the whole thing with COVID came up. And I was like, wow, you want me to tell you a story about what happened with all that? Okay. I can do that.
Okay, we'll go. You know, we got the time here. We'll go off on another tangent, a tangential tangent.
Well, I got to tell you, when that happened, I was very, I don't want to say I was hurt, but I was very disappointed because there were some people that I thought were friends coming against me. And I said, that's not what I said. And I tried to have these conversations with them and they would not even listen. They would not even acknowledge I existed. And so when I'm seeing these list of names of people who are saying you need to resign over a question, I was broken. I ain't gonna lie. I remember sitting at my dining room table. I think you've known me enough to where I make sure I look presentable when I go out and, you know, my hair is done, my face is, you know, and.
By the way, if anybody's seeing the video clip of this that we have, I did not tell Vicky that we were that we were doing video.
Because
honestly, I'm one of the few people in radio that actually wears a sport jacket because you don't even have to have pants, you know, in radio.
That's true.
So anyway, she came in casual today, but yes.
And we've been busy at the office, so it's hard to dress up when you're running around everywhere. But anyway, so when that happened, I remember sitting at my dining room table and I was sobbing because I was like, God, what happened? Why are these people coming against me? What have I done wrong? And I'm just going to tell you what he said to me because the Lord speaks to me and I listen because I listen. And the only thing that he said to me is, you have been praying that things would be exposed in the political realm. You have been praying for this. And this is how God speaks to me. And he says, sweetheart, did you not think that you would be a conduit? And me being who I am, I said, no. But from that moment, the tears dried up and I said, okay, what do I do next? I got myself in the shower. I got myself cleaned up and I sat down. I said, what do you want me to do next? And we went from there. I have been corrected by the Lord for some things. And one of the main things he corrected me on is he said, I've put you in this position. Take your authority. And I was like, well, what do that even looks like? What does that look like? I know what that looks like in the spiritual realm. And I know what that looks like in ministry. What does that look like? And so God trained me. And the one thing that he told me to do is you need to know what it is you're supposed to do in this position. And so I literally read our county bylaws at least 3 days a week. It's only 20 pages. So it's not like I had to read a big textbook or anything, but I read them because I knew it's kind of like the founding documents. Mm-hmm. so to speak, of the party, how the party is supposed to be governed, how it's supposed to be run. And so while I don't have them memorized, I have the gist of what we're supposed to be doing as a party. And I know that any decision I make has to be based on what those bylaws say. And I know people have accused me and said, well, you are violating the bylaws. But in actuality, I'm not violating the bylaws. What has happened is some who have been around for decades in the political process have an idea of what the bylaws say, but they haven't read them to know what they actually say. And so if I do something that's outside of the realm of what they think should be done, then I'm violating the bylaws. But in actuality, I'm following the bylaws.
Okay. So I guess, you know, getting back as we'll, you know, finish up talking about the church, I'm sure that, you know, you learn when people turned against you for asking questions, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That a lot of those were people that are believers, you know, that were probably, you know, you thought were friends, but it's very hard to have friends in politics, I hear.
That's what they tell me.
Right. So, to you know, finish off where we started and talking about the church and politics, you know, is this what you've seen fail? What have you seen that hasn't been working, you know, here locally with the church, and how would you encourage the church to get involved?
Well, I think
meeting the body, you know, those who call themselves, you know, followers of Jesus, Christ. Of Yeshua. Yeah.
Right. One of the things I think has got to change is the mindset that Christians should not be involved in politics. Jesus was very, I know this is going to cause some issues.
Go for it.
Jesus was involved. He constantly was talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees because, let's face it, they were more political than they were religious in a lot of respects.
I'll say this theologically. He stayed silent in front of religious leaders, and he spoke to Pontius Pilate and others because he understood who he was. He was a governmental figure bringing a kingdom. Anyway, that's my little bit of theology thrown
right
in.
Right. So Jesus was not, he didn't shy away from political things. The only political thing he shied away from was when he knew that they were going to try to make him king. He knew that was not what he was called to do.
Earthly king. Yeah.
Earthly king. So he shied away from that respect. But other than that, he paid his taxes. He did all the things that were quote unquote rules. He followed the rules. And I think as the body of believers, we've got to stop shying away from things that seem a little messy. Because after all, Jesus cleans up messes. And so if we don't bring him in, then what's going to be brought in? That's why we have things happening to our children. That's why we have so many other things that are going on in society, is because the church, I believe, and I think it's changing, I believe for the most part, the church has abdicated its responsibility to the world. And that's to love the world, but yet bring correction to the world. And so I think the church has got to stop shying away from that and stay engaged.
How do you think for those who would say, but it becomes so difficult and it, you know, gets in the way of the gospel and things like that, how do you be so involved in politics like you are and yet not have it become your faith, have it become your religion?
To be honest with you, I see this as ministry. I see what I do as ministry. The number of people I talk to on a daily basis, and they ask me this question, I get this almost daily. Seriously, how do you do this? God helps me do everything that I do. I'm going to write a book about this one day, because there are some things that have happened sitting at my desk at the GOP headquarters where God has just downloaded information to me. He's shown me things to do that I didn't feel like there was a solution in the natural, but he showed me solutions. And when it was all said and done, people have said, how in the world did you come up with that? I said, God gave me the idea. I didn't think of this on my own. And so I see it as ministry. And back when we lived in North Carolina, our pastor talked about ministry was not just in the four walls of a church. Ministry was out in the community and loving on people and showing people truth and not shying away from truth even when people disagree with you. And people disagree with me sometimes, but it's the truth as I see it based on what I'm seeing in our bylaws and based on what I'm believing God is showing me. And God's never shown me to do anything that went against our bylaws. I thought that's pretty interesting.
I have a title for your book, I'll suggest. For God and County.
For God and County.
How about that? You can take that.
I've
sometimes signed emails like that when I'm doing stuff for here, but I'm never going to write a book with that title, so you take it. Get the URL for it before we post this.
Well, my title was a little different, okay, the GOP and me.
Okay, there you go. Vicki Tonkins, chair of the Colorado Springs of the El Paso County GOP Republican Party. Thank you so much for giving us this bonus interview, giving us, you know, more than we were able to cover on the radio, and look into your heart and why
Absolutely.
You do what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.